702.
The Big Interview
with Bongani Bengwa.
Exactly 16 minutes after 7. Your move, Mr. President. As calls grow for Cyril Ramaphosa to take action against his tourism minister, Lindiwe Sisulu, increasingly it appears they'll likely fall on deaf ears. Not because the president necessarily disagrees, and we have no way of knowing until he acts, but as usual, ANC considerations may trump all else. Loyalists to the president reportedly fear that firing her could jeopardize his chances of winning a second term when the party holds its national conference, its elective conference in December. But a number of civil society organizations are having none of that. The Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, CASAC, has called for Sisulu's sacking after her attack on the Constitution and the judiciary. It says she breached the oath of office she took when she was appointed to the cabinet. CASAC, along with the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation, Corruption Watch, the Defend Our Democracy campaign, Freedom Under Law, the Helen Suzman Foundation, and Judges Matter, have issued a statement saying Sisulu's comments must be repudiated in the strongest terms. While Lawson Naidu is the executive secretary for the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution and joins us now. Lawson, always a pleasure to chat to you this morning. Thank you for your time. Is repudiating that column and the series now of articles in defense of it going to be enough?
Good morning, Bongani, and thank you very much. You know, the attack that Minister Sisulu has launched against the Constitution, the rule of law, and the scurrilous language that she used to describe members of the judiciary really does need to be repudiated. And it is really unfortunate that we've had absolute silence from the president, who as the head of cabinet and as the head of the national executive should be calling ministers to account and to order for comments such as these that are made. You cannot escape the fact that Minister Sisulu is a member of cabinet, and there needs to be some condemnation from the highest office, and we've had absolute silence.
Sisulu insists, but she was within her rights to write this opinion piece. This is part of her intellectual contribution. How did she put it? The fulcrum of her thought provocation and pensive reflections.
Well, if it's taken her 28 years to reach this conclusion, then, you know, one wonders what thought processes were involved in this too. And it's a fundamental misrepresentation of what the Constitution is. The Constitution is a framework. It's a set of guiding principles that that determine how South Africa is to be governed, the allocation of responsibilities, and checks and balances. She does not give any examples of where the Constitution has fallen short, except to launch an attack on it as a document. She makes no mention of the fact that it is government and parliament that are responsible for creating the laws, policies, and implementation strategies to realize the vision of the Constitution. So she seems to suffer from a total lack of understanding of what the Constitution is, what the role of the rule of law is, and the role of an independent judiciary that has stood South Africa so well, particularly in recent years, in standing up to state capture and deep authoritarianism from a government in which she served.
The particular wording of her original piece, particularly around the idea that a lot of the constitutional values we find in that constitution, in that document, are foreign-inspired, that is very coded language to bring into question its core values.
Well, again, the minister doesn't engage us with what are those fundamental values and principles that she is so vehemently opposed to that are allegedly un-African. She does not take us into her confidence except to launch a scathing attack without offering any solution. So she dismisses the rule of law. She dismisses the Constitution, but offers absolutely nothing in its place. So to say that this is an intellectual debate is absolute. It makes no sense, because it's a violent critique without offering anything in the semblance of an alternative.
And of course, the president's silence matters because now what we are seeing is clearly a cabinet that's increasingly divided. The Justice Minister, Lamola, wrote an opposing piece criticizing Sisulu. The other cabinet colleague, Gwede Mandashe, saying, well, the party sees nothing wrong with what she wrote. The president, as you point out, remains silent. We know, of course, members of cabinet serve at the pleasure of number one. He surely has to defend the Constitution, because if he won't, who will?
Well, exactly. And, you know, I think that's the very context, Bongani, in which the acting Chief Justice was moved last week to host a press conference, because there was an absence of leadership from the president to stem this attack on the judiciary, on the Constitution and the rule of law. And if the president doesn't take action, then the acting Chief Justice, as the head of the judicial arm of the state, had a responsibility to protect his colleagues in the judiciary and the Constitution, to which they have also sworn a solemn oath. So it really is. I mean, you know, I know that there's an internal ANC aspect to this in terms of Minister Sisulu's presidential ambitions. But leaving that aside, I mean, as you point out, the fact that cabinet ministers are at loggerheads on this matter in the public shows that we need leadership from the head of the national executive, from the head of cabinet, to tackle this matter within cabinet and to take the appropriate action. And unfortunately, the president has not done so.
So what are your next moves? I mentioned in my introduction that KSAC and a number of civil society organizations have called for the sacking of Minister Sisulu. This ultimately, though, remains a political matter and can't be solved via the courts, via lawfare.
No, absolutely not. And you know, I don't think we have any intention of resorting to the courts in this matter. This is a matter of the values and principles around accountability, and around cabinet responsibility, and the nature of our government. Are we a country that claims to be governed by the constitution, by the rule of law, by a set of values, principles, and a framework that guides our societal behavior, or are we resorting to the law of the jungle, where anyone can say anything and you rubbish the constitution but do not say what other system of governance might make South Africa a better place? Now, we accept that the Constitution is not free from criticism. It is a living document. It has been amended many, many times already, precisely for that reason. But they come with cogent arguments as to why and which aspects of the Constitution need to be amended in order to realize that the vision of that Constitution, which is a more equal society based on human dignity.
I was about to raise that point because, to be fair to Minister Sisulu, that's exactly what she says, that this is a living document and not holy scripture. It should never be perceived to be above criticism.
Well, I don't think anybody would disagree with that. And it's certainly a position that KSAC has maintained for a long time, that the Constitution is a living document. It needs to be constantly critiqued and to find aspects of the Constitution that can be strengthened in order to deliver that vision. That vision that is set out in the Constitution, its founding principles and edicts, is what should be guiding us. And if there is a way to strengthen that, then we welcome that. But simply to rubbish the Constitution, as I say, without offering any alternative, is disingenuous.
There is a view that the president's considerations are perhaps about keeping your friends close and enemies even closer, and that by not acting, by not speaking out, that perhaps could lead to more isolation of Minister Sisulu. And whether or not one agrees with that point of view, ultimately, as I was saying earlier, what it really means is that ANC issues, ANC considerations will triumph over the national interest, and that is something to be worried about.
Well, that's something to be very worried about, because once again, Bongani, the president's oath of office requires him to do what is in the best interest of the country. And if the president is to be true to his oath of office, he needs to reflect on that and deal with it appropriately. And regardless, as I say, of the issues that pertain within the ANC, he is elected as the President of the Republic of South Africa to fulfill that oath of office and to protect our constitutional order. And that's simply what he is required to do. If he chooses to prioritize the interests of the ANC above that, then we have a really serious problem.
Or indeed his own interest, right? Running for a second term. His own credibility will now be at stake. Appreciate your time as always, the Executive Secretary for the Council for the Advancement of the South African Constitution, KSAC. What is your view on this? I mean, how does this president maintain a posture of being about the rule of law, right? The primacy of the rule of law, and not act and not speak, particularly if part of his motivation is about how not doing so will benefit him and his party over the national interest. Ramaphosa's own credibility is at stake. Mr. President, you dare not blink. You've got to do your job.